Well, Steve, I suppose not quite the grandstand finish we were looking for, but it was always going to be a big ass, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, it wasn't an easy track to play on. There was a bit of spin there in the rough. Two good spinners, you know, one's in England, in the England squad at the moment, and the other one's had a very good season here in Blackwell. They're a good side, Durham, and it doesn't surprise me that they finished as high as they have in this competition. So it was a tough ask. We started well, but then we crumbled a little bit, and a late flurry, but I think in many ways, you know, and this isn't an excuse at all, because we still got to play a little bit better than we did there today, but the prize sort of came yesterday, and I think the boys were so delighted to achieve a goal that we set that it probably maybe took their eye off the ball for today's match, but or today's finish. But you know, we've had a long, tough, hard season, and hopefully we'll learn a few lessons from what we've done when we've made mistakes. And with the batting, that means that we've got to try and stop this cluster of wickets that tends to fall, and handle the pressure of batting better.
Yeah, I must admit, when we started the commentary this morning, I did sort of wonder out loud on air, if you like, as to whether there was a danger perhaps of after the Lord Mayor show. But initially, it didn't seem that way. I thought Moen and James Cameron batted very well early on.
Yeah, I think they played exceedingly well. But I always felt it was going to be difficult against spin. And they obviously didn't roll the spinners for a while. But they did play the seam bowlers particularly well. They put on a good stand. And then, unfortunately, we lost a cluster of wickets again.
I mean, I in no way want to rain on the parade of what's been a fantastic achievement staying in the First Division, but that losing a cluster of wickets, presumably that's something you're going to have to work on in the winter.
Right, and I've just, you know, that's the first stage is addressing, again, the problem with the team, which we've just done. We're a lot to celebrate for what's happened this year, but a recognition of what work needs to be done. And with the bat, yeah, in the winter, for the lads who are around, then we've got to try and put them somehow under some sort of pressure practice situation that make sure they can cope better with spinning conditions or a very good swing bowler bowling against them, or helpful seaming wickets. And you know, that's up to myself and the coaching team to put our heads together and scratch around and get some drills where we can imitate that real sort of pressure situation, which isn't easy in practice indoors, especially when it's minus 10. But we'll find something, and the lads who will go away, I've you know, they're definitely going to be tasked with also putting themselves under pressure when they practice, and make sure that we're better equipped next year, because the same will happen next year. We'll have the same sort of pressures, and we've just got to handle them better.
Despite today's result, though, it doesn't detract from the fact it's an objective attained yesterday, really, as you were saying.
Yeah, massive, and you know, It seems silly that people would, well, why is this guy going on about one achievement? You only finished seventh, but you know, where we are in regards to finances and trying to mix it with the big boys and trying to develop a team and trying to hopefully have players that do grow and become better players each year, you know, that's quite a difficult task. And but thankfully we've done it, and we're there another year, and we can now kick on, hopefully. And it won't be easy. We've got two good sides that are going to come up, and there's some really good teams in the division, but yeah, anything better than seventh next year is another stride in the right direction. It really is.
I appreciate it. It's only just literally the end of this season, but no doubt it's crossed your mind. Are you looking to strengthen any areas over the winter? I know finance, you mentioned, is obviously the key factor.
Yeah, but where we are regarding signing Dave Lucas, and we've signed Ben Scott, we've also picked up two young lads in Nick Harrison and Brett D'Oliveira, and to be honest, the finances are such that, you know, the money's really spent. You know, we've got an overseas budget that we could dig into if we wanted to sign a local player, but that would mean no overseas player, so that's a difficult balancing act. You know yourself, there's not a lot out there that's flying around that's really worth spending that money on, and if there was, then we'd try and get hold of it, but it might mean that we've still got some money for an overseas.
Are you pleased the way your overseas worked out this time, generally? You're three in total.
Yeah, delighted. I mean, you look back at them, and Damien Wright was did a great job with the new ball, and he bowled a lot of overs for us, took good wickets, 30 odd wickets in the games he played, but he was a revelation in the dressing room, and he loved it at this place, he really did. And that's one thing with all three of them, they've all really enjoyed their stay with us. Syed Ajmal did really well, took wickets in the games he played. I thought, to be honest, some of the batsmen played him really well, to credit to the standard of cricket in England and the standard of batting.